Chapter 2. After checking out his $233 shopping, Jake went home. He fished in his pockets and found his keys. He went inside and turned the TV on. The channel it was set to featured political content, the usual multi-viewpoint arguments and propaganda. Today, it was about getting over the hurdle of this virus, and the reporter, who was indigenous to China, looked dubious even as he saw the event unfold before him. He was probably around 33, with jet black hair slicked back with gel or oil. Jake then recognized the phenomenon. He was a retired pilot from the Chinese Air Force. He had broken the record for shooting down